The Simpsons is one of the most successful television shows of all time. And one of the writers, John Swartzwelder, he went dark and just barely did any interviews for years, for decades. He's famously a private guy. And throughout this time, he was effectively off limits to the media. They wanted to interview him. He said, nope. But then one day, like 20 years after he stopped writing for the show, something inside of him changed. And this guy who is called the Sage of the Simpsons agreed to a long-form interview about his creative process. One of the things I liked is that when he was working on The Simpsons, he used to create an imperfect world and then improve it. Let me just back up here. So for me, when I started to write, one of the hardest things was just coming up with ideas, putting new stuff on paper, and just going from nothing to something, from zero to one. And so he had the same problem. So what he did, once again, is he used to create an imperfect world and then improve it. And though first drafts were hard for him to write, rewriting, yeah, that was comparatively easy for him. So he said, you know what? I need a method to get through these first drafts. So what he did was he said, okay, from this day forward, I'm just going to write all my scripts through as fast as possible. Boom, 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 boom. Top to bottom, done. First draft, done. And by doing that, he says, I've taken a very hard job, which is writing, of coming up with new ideas, and turned it into an easy one, rewriting. And I've done it overnight. And I like this idea, because if you struggle with that first draft, try it. Try to just say, you know what? I'm going to get through the entire thing as fast as possible. And I say, take what he's saying and raise it one. Don't even sit down at your computer. You can just open up your phone, set a 3-minute timer for yourself, and just say, I have 3 minutes, and I'm going to explain the entire arc of what I'm trying to say as if I'm explaining it to a friend. I'm going to go beginning to end. This is my argument. These are my examples. These are my stories. These are my metaphors. Boom. And I'm going to get it all down, and then I'm going to listen to that, and I'm going to put it on the page as a preliminary outline. And then I'm going to go from that outline, and I'm just going to start rewriting. And there we go. You go from nothing to something. Just try it. It might work for you. But there was another thing that I liked about what The Simpsons did. Who did they write for? Well, the show was on a big television network called Fox. And so you'd think, well, they had to write for Fox. Wrong. This really surprised me, actually. Even though The Simpsons tried to be subversive, it was one of the few shows that appealed to both kids and adults. And part of the reason why is because of a deal that was signed with the network. Executives, they weren't even allowed to interfere with the show. So the executives, they didn't receive advanced copies of the scripts, and they weren't even allowed to attend read-throughs. The writers, even though the show appealed to kids and adults, they didn't write for either of them. They just wrote for themselves. They knew that if they could just say, you know what, we're going to make each other laugh. We're going to crack up. We're going to have a good time in here. And they said, if we can make each other laugh, we're going to make the audience laugh too. No problem. And so their audience was just themselves. And luckily, a lot of other people liked the same jokes they did. And so because of their success, because they just printed money, making it rain in Fox headquarters for years, The Simpsons was just left alone to do what they wanted. And so powered by that creative independence, the show brought in money for Fox for, yeah, like 30 years. And then the writers, they said, cool, we just got to please ourselves. And I think that when it comes to writing, often what we try to do, where I've struggled, is I'm trying to think of all these people, of what is this person going to think? What is that person going to think? And you just get stuck, right? And every now and then I'll just say, you know what? I'm going to follow a philosophy that I learned from Morgan Housel called selfish writing. And I'm just going to become a selfish writer. I'm going to say, I'm writing for me, myself, and I, the man I see in the mirror. And if I like it, I'm publishing it. That's it. And sometimes when you get stuck, that is the philosophy, the idea that just gives you a little turbo boost of momentum. So I like that from The Simpsons. The first thing is create an imperfect world and then improve it. Throw all those ideas on the page, refine them later, and then just kind of write for yourself. Follow that philosophy of selfish writing.